This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is reviewing the progress of three new criminal laws which have been implemented to reform India's criminal justice system in Chandigarh today in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Mr. Modi was welcomed by Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini and officials of the Chandigarh administration on his arrival at the airport a few moments ago. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering at the Punjab Engineering College Hall shortly. Our correspondent reports that the police are conducting live performances with the help of theatre artists to showcase the improvements in law enforcement, judicial processes and evidence management after the implementation of the new laws. This includes 8 stage performances at the campus of Punjab Engineering College in Sector 12, one of which is depicting a murder investigation. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the National Awards for the Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities 2024 in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering at the event, the president said, "The winners of this award are emerging as role models for the society." The president added that this award will help in motivating and strengthening persons with disabilities across the country. The opposition today staged a walkout from the Lok Sabha protesting on various issues, including violence in Sambhal district in UP and alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the House met this morning, opposition members tried to raise the issues but were not allowed. Speaker Om Birla asked them to raise their issues during the 0 hour. Members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others created a noisy scene. Later, the protesting members staged a walkout from the House. In the Rajya Sabha, Samajwadi Party MP Professor Ram Gopal Yadav raised the issue of violence in Sambhal. Later, the Samajwadi Party and TMC staged a walkout from the House. Union Minister for Women and Development Annapurna Devi today said the government is committed to women's development and is moving forward towards women-led development. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, she said that the Prime Minister's vision is to achieve women-led development, providing women with leadership opportunities in every field. She said that the Ministry of Women and Child Development has recently signed an agreement with the Ministry of Skill Development to enhance the skills of girls. India has made significant strides in its global export landscape, positioning itself among the top 10 global suppliers, with all sectors reaching export values exceeding $1 billion in 2023. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement today said, supported by robust government initiatives, the country is not only expanding its export base, but also strengthening its reputation as a reliable global supplier. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin regarding the flood situation in the state. According to sources, the Prime Minister assured all possible help and support to the state. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued a yellow alert for next 2 days for certain districts of Konkan and Madhya Maharashtra. It has predicted light to moderate rain in several parts of the state over the next 3 days. This change comes as the state is currently experiencing a drop in temperatures due to Cyclone Fangjal. Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved the country's budget for 2025, which includes record-breaking spending on military needs amid Moscow's ongoing assault against Ukraine. The budget allocates about $126 billion to the national defense, which reportedly amounts to 32.5% of the total government spending. This is about $28 billion higher than the previous record set this year, reportedly over 6% of Russia's total gross domestic product. India's Pavan Kampeli has secured a bronze medal in the e-football event at the 2024 Asian Esports Games in Bangkok, Thailand yesterday. This is the first ever medal for India at the Asian Esports Games. On the way to the bronze, Pavan also defeated Askad Azizi of Team Indonesia. And with that, we end this news bulletin.